Earth and Sky.
Tuesday, April 21st, 2009. The Lyrid meteor shower will peak late night tonight until dawn tomorrow.
No matter where you live worldwide, the most Lyrid meteors are expected to fly during the dark hour before dawn tomorrow. Find a place away from artificial lights and recline comfortably while looking in all parts of the sky.
The Lyrids are usually a modest shower, featuring 10 to 20 meteors per hour. About one quarter of these swift Lyrid meteors exhibit persistent trains, ionized gas trails that glow for a few seconds after the meteor has passed. The Lyrids aren't an altogether predictable shower, though, and in rare instances they can bombard the sky with up to 100 meteors per hour.
Lyrid meteors appear to radiate from the constellation Lyra near the star Vega, but the meteors burn up in the atmosphere about 100 kilometers or 60 miles up. Vega lies trillions of times farther away at 25 light years.
With almost no moon to ruin the show, 2009 is a favorable year for the Lyrid meteor shower. Again, best viewing about 3 a.m. until dawn tomorrow. Before dawn tomorrow, look for the thin, waning crescent moon and the dazzling planet Venus to rise into the eastern sky. A beautiful ending to a fine night of meteor watching. I'm Joel Block.
And I'm Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.